I'm Courtney Martin, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. In the African Gallery in the David Owsley Museum of Art, there sits a large beer fermentation vessel from the Zulu culture of South Africa. This rotund pot was made by coiling clay into shape, firing it, then burnishing and incising semicircles along its diameter. Zulu pottery was crafted to perform specific functions, and this pot is no exception. The large volume and narrow mouth of the vessel are ideal for beer fermentation. The Zulu fermentation process uses sorghum or maize grains made into a thick porridge, left to steep, then boiled. The liquid is left in a covered clay pot and kept warm, then strained through a glass sieve before drinking. Beer has been an important beverage across many cultures due to the nutrients and fiber from grain and the sterilization from the fermentation process. Additionally, beer played a spiritual role in Zulu life. With every fresh batch, the first taste is respectfully poured out for the ancestors. While her name has gone unrecorded, we know that this pot was sculpted by a woman because both making pottery and brewing beer have always been the responsibility of women among the Zulu.
We'd like to thank Ball State student Allison Hunt for her research. Find more information and listen to past moments online at indianapublicradio.org/Owsley Moment. And to learn more about the David Owsley Museum of Art, visit bsu.edu/DOMA.